You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City. Thy word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us give God the glory and the honor. We thank God that we can be here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are in Matthew chapter 26, and last week we stopped at verse 13. And this week we're going to be just recapping verse 13 and then go on to verse 14 of Matthew 26. So we're looking in the gospel writings of Matthew, and we are looking at Matthew's account of all that the Messiah did and said, and that life that he lived here on earth as Matthew, who saw it. He was a disciple of Jesus Christ. So he had firsthand account of what took place. So we need to listen keenly to this word and see what the Lord is saying to us in this season. So we are going to pray and begin. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We honor you for who you are. We thank you for your word to us, O God. We thank you that you never leave us without instruction as to how to live. And we thank you today, O God Almighty Lord, that your word said, O God Almighty, if we acknowledge you in everything, you will direct our path. So as we come, O God, acknowledging you, O God, through your word this evening, we pray, O God Almighty, you continue to reveal yourself to us, O God. Illuminate your word to us. Jesus, you are the master teacher, O God. Teach us, O God, through your Holy Spirit, your word, that we, O God, will not stumble on this journey. Father, we just thank you again for your word to us. Thank you for what you are doing in this season. Thank you, O God, for your people who took the time out, O God, to come to hear your word. I pray, O God, that you, O God Almighty, will refresh them in every part. I pray, O God, for those that are saved, that they will be, O God Almighty, enlightened. They will be transformed. They will go up, O God, higher in you, in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to a saving knowledge of who you are as your word go forth. Father, we bless you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit presence. Oh God, we thank you for illumination of your word to us. And we just thank you, oh God Almighty Lord, that in everything, oh God Almighty Lord, you are with us. So we bless you. And we thank you that you never leave nor forsake us, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, as we abide in you and your word abide in us, oh God. We ask what we will. Oh God, your word said, and it shall be done. So we thank you, oh God Almighty, that you are ever present with us. And we thank you, oh God, that you will never, never leave nor forsake us. So we bless and honor and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise God. We continue Matthew chapter 26. We're reading from the New King James Version. Last time we stopped at verse 13, Jesus was speaking to his disciples and to those who were present at the time. He said, "Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will always be told as a memorial for her." So this woman who came and anointed him with that fragrant oil, let it be mentioned about him. Wherever this gospel is preached, it must be told about this woman, what she has done for me. For people of God, remember this woman who had anointed Jesus, she did it unto him. So let our worship be unto our Lord Jesus Christ. Let our worship be unto our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to be looking at verse 14 of Matthew chapter 26. We see in verse 14 the words that then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went to the chief priest. One of the 12, Judas, went to the chief priest. And we're going to see what he went there to do. Look at verse 15. And he said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" Remember, the religious people were plotting to deceive and to kill Jesus. They were plotting, people of God, to kill Jesus. So they want a deceiver. So this was the deceiver, Judas, and said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. People of God, they counted out to Judas 30 pieces of silver. So they pay him off. He was paid to deliver Jesus to them. He was paid. He was a betrayer. The word of God tells us. He said to them, "What are you willing to give me?" He was greedy, people of God. We have to understand this truth. Judas was greedy. It was all about him. It was all about money. The love of money. "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" And they counted out 30 pieces of silver and gave to Judas. So we're going to look, people of God, in 1 Timothy 6, what the word said about the love of money. "What are you willing to give me?" That's a love of money. Greed. "What are you willing to give me?" So we're going to turn to 1 Timothy 6:9-10. 1 Timothy 6, verses 9 to 10. 1 Timothy 6, verses 9 to 10. The word of God tells us in 1 Timothy 6:9. "But those who desire to be rich," the word said, "those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." Look at verse 10. "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." Look what the word said, people of God. The love of money. Not money, people of God. It's the love of it. "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. For which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Look at what the word said. People of God, we must glean from the word of God. The word of God didn't say money was bad. It says the love of it. The love of money, people of God. The word tells us the love of money is the root. Is the root. This is the source of all kinds of evil. And we see this evil, people of God. This evil that was plotting in Judas's heart to betray Jesus. We see, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. For which some have strayed from the faith." And we see where Judas has strayed from the faith in his greediness. And we see he pierced himself through with many sorrows. And we see, people of God, the outcome of this man, Judas. And if we turn our Bibles to Matthew 27:3-5, we can see what happened to Judas. Even though, people of God, we will be coming to that scripture soon, but it's just showing us what happens to Judas after he sold out Jesus. "What are you willing to give to me if I deliver him to you?" And we see, people of God, his love for money, his greed, caused him to sell out the Holy One. So we see in Matthew 27:3-5, the word said, "Then Judas, his betrayer, seeing that he had been condemned, was remorseful and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, 'I have sinned by betraying innocent blood.'" He came to the religious people, confessing to them that he has sinned. People of God, he has made a mistake. You don't go confess your sin to people. "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." So Judas, the betrayer, feeling condemned, became remorseful, brought back the money. It was too late. And they said, look at the word of God. And they said, "What is that to us? You see to it. What is that to us? You see to it." So they didn't care about what was happening to Judas. They only wanted to see Jesus killed. They just wanted to capture Jesus and to kill him. They didn't care anything about Judas. So we have to understand people of God. Religious people is all about themselves. They don't care. Then look at what happened to Judas. He threw down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. He pierced himself through with many sorrows, people of God. And we see what the love of money can do. So it's not that we shouldn't have money. We all need money. We can't live without money. But we should not love money. The love of money is the root, is a root of all evil. So we have to come to understand this truth, people of God, and rely on the Lord Jesus Christ to help us to maintain a good heart, to remove covetousness from us, greediness from us, jealousy from us, all those things, people of God, that will destroy us. So we as God's people have to come to understand that Judas, because of his greed and his love for money, was willing to give up Jesus, to sell out Jesus, to deliver him up to his enemies. So we have to be careful, people of God. What is going to cause us to betray Jesus? Let us be careful. Let us not allow money, the love of money, to cause us to betray him, to turn from him, and to do all manner of evil because we don't want to continue in the faith. We want to live our own life, to live our life pleasing to ourselves and not pleasing to God. So we can't be like Judas. We have to understand that God is calling us to live in righteousness and holiness, to live a life that is truly pleasing unto him. Look at verse 16 of Matthew 26. So from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. From that time Judas was seeking the opportunity to betray Jesus. From that time he was looking for that opportunity to turn him over to the religious people. People of God, we have to understand, after selling out Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, he was now seeking the perfect opportunity to turn him over to the religious leaders. He was already paid. Now he has to deliver. He was already paid. Let us be very careful, people of God. What are we agreeing to? Let us be very careful as to what we are agreeing to. He agreed to deliver up Jesus to them, and it was not free. He was doing it for money. Let us be careful, people of God, and let us come to understand that money is good, but we are not to love money. We are to love Jesus. Love him more than anything else or anyone else. His word said we should love him with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, and to love one another as we love ourselves. People of God, we are not called to love money. We are called to love Jesus. We have to understand the difference. People of God, we need to work and we need to be able to help ourselves. He has given us that ability even to make wealth. But people of God, we are not to set our minds on earthly things. For the word of God tells us where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. Where is your heart today? Is it where your treasure is? Where is your treasure? Is it in heaven? The word of God tells us if we are risen with Christ, then set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. So we have to come to understand, people of God, what is priority. We have to come to understand what is of eternal value. We have to come to understand, people of God, that our souls must be right. What will it profit us if we should gain this whole world and lose our only soul? So we as God's people must come to understand it's very good to have our daily needs met. And God promised to supply our needs, people of God. And many times it's our wants we want to fulfill, not our needs. Our needs are already taken care of. Our basic needs are taken care of. God promised in his word to take care of our needs. But many times, people of God, we want some stuff, and we go out of the way to get some stuff, to heap it up on our own lust, as the word of God tells us. We pray for some stuff and we seek after some stuff to heap it up on our lust so we can show off on others. But God is saying to us, let us not love money, but let us be grateful when we have money so we can spend for ourselves and help others also. But God is saying to us that he does not want us to have that spirit of greediness in us. When we are greedy, the more we have, the more we want. So we have to be very careful, people of God, that we do not fall into this trap where we betray our King, where we betray our Savior and Lord, because we have put other stuff before him. His word said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things, everything else will be added to you. So we have to be very careful. We don't have that heart like Judas. Let us be very careful that heart is not in us. Let us be careful, people of God. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to guard our hearts so that we will not become greedy and we will not stray from the faith and destroy ourselves because of greed and lust. Let us be very careful and come to understand that Judas did it, but he was sorry after. We don't want to do anything and be sorry after. We want to continue to live in righteousness and holiness, pleasing unto the Lord. Let us be careful what we are agreeing to. Let us be careful, people of God. Look on verse 17 of Matthew 26. Now on the first day of the feast of the unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? Remember, people of God, the feast of the unleavened bread is associated with Passover. It is celebrated 7 days. So the first day being the day before Passover, usually it's on a Thursday. So the disciples needed to know the place where they were planning to have the Passover meal so they could prepare for it. So this is something that they had to prepare for, people of God. And this is a Jewish tradition that they still practice even today. And this is something that the Jewish people had to prepare for. So the disciples came to Jesus to find out, where are we going to have the Passover, Jesus, so that we can prepare for it. So it's very important that we understand that it must be prepared for. So we have to prepare also for Jesus Christ. Prepare our hearts, people of God, to receive him. Prepare our hearts, people of God, to walk in fellowship with him. Prepare our hearts to obey him. Prepare our hearts to walk in righteousness and truth. We must be prepared. The disciples needed to know, where are we planning to have this Passover, Jesus? For we need to go to prepare for it. So we as God's people have to understand that every day of our lives, our hearts must be prepared to show forth the glory and praise of our Lord Jesus Christ. We must be that fragrance. The word of God tells us we are the fragrance of Christ. So we must, wherever we go, we must show forth the praise and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see the disciples needed to know where they would have the Passover meal. So we want to read a little about the Passover so we can understand fully what took place during the Passover. So many hear of the Passover but do not even know what the Passover is about. But we are going to be looking in Exodus 12, 1 through 21, which tells us about the Passover, the institution of the Passover. So we see this was in Moses' time when they were in Egypt before they were taken out of bondage. So we see where the Passover was instituted. And we're going to be reading from Exodus 12, 1 through 21. So you can have knowledge of what the Passover is about. Many times we read about these things, but we do not know what it is about. So let us read from Exodus 12, 1 to 21. The word of God said, now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. So the Lord gave specification as to what type of lamb he needs for the Passover. Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two door posts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread. So this lamb was eaten with unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Do not eat it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roasted in fire, its head with its legs and its entrails. You shall let none of it remain until morning. And what remains of it until morning, you shall burn with fire. And thus you shall eat it with a belt on your waist, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hands. So you shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. So people of God, we understand why the Passover was instituted. Look at what the Lord said. For I will pass through this land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on that house. Shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, Jesus, the word said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. So we have to understand why the Passover is commemorated. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. So the Israelites put in the blood on the doorpost and on the lintels of the house. God said, when I see the blood, when that angel is passing over, and when we see the blood is a sign that I will not touch you, my people. I'm not going to slay you, my people. The blood is that sign. No, the blood shall be a sign for you on the house. This is where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this day shall be to you a memorial. So that is why the Jewish people keep the memorial of the Passover. People of God, we have to understand what we are reading. So this shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. So people of God, the feast of the Passover and the unleavened bread, they are together. So 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread, and the first day you shall remove leaven from your houses. For we know leaven is a raising agent, people of God. And leaven, as we know, is symbolic of sin. So you remove all the leaven from your loaves, from your meal, from your flour. You shall remove leaven from your houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. And the first day there shall be a holy convocation. So the Lord was showing them how to go about this feast. On the first day there shall be a holy convocation. And on the seventh day there shall be a holy convocation for you. No manner of work shall be done on them, but that which everyone must eat, that only may be prepared by you. So you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For on this day I will have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. Therefore you shall observe this day throughout your generations as an everlasting ordinance. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days, no leaven shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a stranger or a native of the land. You shall eat nothing leavened in all your dwellings. You shall eat unleavened bread. For we see, people of God, the word of the Lord. And verse 21, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourself according to your families and kill the Passover lamb. So we see, people of God, this was instituted, as we know, in the old covenant during the Mosaic time. But we see Jesus Christ came as the Passover lamb. So we have to understand, people of God, all this was instituted until the fulfillment came. Jesus came to fulfill all of these types and shadows that were in the Old Testament. So we see, people of God, John the Baptist saw him and said, there goes the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So, people of God, John the Baptist realized that Jesus Christ is the Passover lamb. So we don't have to go around killing a lamb once a year anymore. People of God, we have to understand this truth. For Jesus Christ came, who is the Lamb of God. So we see John got the revelation. Do we get the revelation? We need the revelation, people of God, as to who Jesus is. He is that Passover lamb. He died for us and he paid the penalty for our sins once and for all. He doesn't have to do it again. It will not be done again. It's done once and for all. And we don't have to be going to the priest anymore. We don't have to be going with a lamb anymore for our sins to be blotted out. Jesus Christ came and once and for all, he paid our sin debt. For the wages of sin is death, the word of God tells us. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He came and he paid the wages for our sin and he gave us eternal life. He gave us the gift of eternal life, people of God. So we have to understand that Christ came and he paid it all for us. So we have to understand that we don't have to be looking for a place anymore to have the Passover meal. We now can understand that Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb and he paid it all for us. So all we need to do now is worship him. Worship Jesus in spirit and in truth. We have to come to the truth. We have to know his words and understand that what he did for us is enough. He said it is finished. Our redemption is paid for. Jesus Christ paid it all for us. The Lamb of God gave up his life for us. He said, no man took my life from me. I gave it up and I took it up again. So we have to come to understand, people of God, our Passover Lamb Jesus Christ has done it all for us. Let us worship him in spirit and in truth. We'll stop here this evening and we'll continue from verse 18 next week of Matthew 26. So we are going to pray and close. Bless the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you have done for us. We thank you, O God, for coming, O God, to pay our sin debt for us and giving us eternal life through your blood. And we thank you right now for the access that we have to you, that we can come and cry, Abba, Father. So we praise you and we give you glory. Thank you for your word. And we thank you, O God Almighty, that you have made it so easy for us. Almighty God, all we need to do is trust in you and to do your will. So we pray right now that you'll help us to come closer, draw closer to you. And as we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. So we thank you. We lift you up and honor and give you glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen. Amen. Blessings to all. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Blessings. Praise God. In the Lord is
thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same